Hey, what's up, guys? All right, so something that just popped up in my head. It's really interesting because the guy who does I Should Start a Podcast reminded me that, you know, it always comes back down to your brand. And I won't lie, I have a little toughness with it. I like to talk about the stuff that I like, but you know what I'm saying? But then I also have a brand as well. And it's kind of tough because, to be honest with you, like, I promote books. And I can talk about books till I'm blue in the face. I guess I could do that. I could constantly talk about books. I could talk about how books changed my life, how books helped me. And I'm not going to say just change my life. I want to talk about how books got me out of living in a small little room in someone's basement paying $100 a month. And the room was all red with no windows in it. Eating a handful of almonds, forcing myself to eat that handful of almonds because I was depressed, sleeping 14 hours in a bed and failing out of my graduate school classes. And I should be talking more about how these books have helped me in those areas. It's helped me with jobs. It's helped me with public speaking. It's helped me with identifying brand. It's helped me with all that stuff, you know. So I could just simply talk about books and how it's helped me, and I could just be doing rapping book reviews every time. I could just be doing that. Maybe that's what I should be doing. But I won't lie, man, like, my background is not only hip-hop, but I've been in the field of mental health, working as a professional, working as an academic, and working and also applying this personally, that mental health, wellness, personal development has been a part of my life that's been instrumental to my success with my mind. You know? So it's kind of tough, guys. Like, I could really, really, really niche and just fucking rhyming book review. I could just do that. But I don't know, man. So I guess I have to figure that out. Maybe I'll just do that. But anyways, I guess I'll start doing that. That's a thought. But anyways, guys, today I want to talk about microphone control. If you are a public speaker, if you want to public speak, if you want to get on the microphone, if you want to perform, you want to be in front of people, you have to remember this principle. It's all about your microphone control. And it's how you're controlling it with your hands. It's how you're controlling it also with your mouth, you know, and everything that happens in and outside of the mouth. I'm sorry, this is sounding sexual because it's a phallic instrument. So I apologize. But all I can say is, guys, when I was doing hip hop on stage, on open mics, performing on stage, I learned this vital concept. It's about how are you controlling that microphone to get your voice out, to project so that people could hear you, so that people could take you seriously. The problem too is a lot of people who have something to say and they have content and they have great things, you know what I'm saying, to provide to the world, is that they don't know how to hold the mic. And you could be speaking in front of 5 people, you could be speaking in front of 100 people, you could be speaking in front of 1,000 people. But if you are at that place where you don't know how to handle the mic, nobody, you're gonna go towards deaf ears. And to be honest with you, in my experiences, when you go to any event, especially if it's a smaller event, if it's an event with less than 1,000 people, less than 500 people more likely, like a really small event, you're automatically going to get poor microphone quality because, number one, you're not going to have a sound person who's necessarily there to turn it up and down, nor do they even have the experience to project their voice, to EQ it, to bring out the highs, lows, and mids. That's just, you know, these are people who are simply trying to run their event, look at other bigger things, and so they don't remember the concept of microphone quality. So it is your job to take control. So how do you take control? Well, first it starts with you, of course. It starts with your vocal expression. It starts with the intonation. It starts with you speaking up. Basically, you have to speak up. This is what they used to say in the Army. This was a phrase. Sound off like you got a pair. Basically, they're trying to say speak up. They're trying to say sound off, aka, you know, speak loud like you have a pair of balls. But that was what the Army said. You know, Army is very old school. I learned some stuff at this event that I did an interactive workshop on. It was good to hear about the stuff from people. It's awesome. But I had a really good microphone, and that was a great microphone. Like, I knew that, like, you know, normally when I go to events, I have to do this whole ordeal of getting myself and my voice to project. And a lot of people are very oblivious to that. You know, a lot of people don't understand this concept. And so I want to just go back to the whole idea. These are two basic ways that you have to figure out that, you know, to get your vocals out there. So number one, your vocal volume, your own vocal volume. It's about you projecting. It's about you being louder. It's about you understanding your intonation. And in the specifics, there's these three things of audio, and this is what it comes back down to equalizing. There's highs, lows, and mids. So the highs are trebles in your voice. So you see, my voice is definitely, well, it depends when I'm talking, but when I'm rapping, I have a very trebly voice. Ayo, yeah, yo. Like, you can hear a lot of the treble. And some other people have more bass in their voice. And now that's tough, because if you have more bass in your voice, this is where you're going to have to know how to definitely control it, because bass definitely gets quiet, while treble pierces through a lot of things. So you have to determine what kind of vocals, vocal sound do you already have inherently or innately. Is it trebly? Is there more highs? Is it more mids, aka like just the overall sound? Like, is it just, you know, like your vocal tones? Or is it more bassy, also known as low? The lows, mids, and highs, equalizing. And the next thing, if you don't know that, then you have to resort to this idea. It's about how you hold the microphone in your hand. That if you haven't figured it out and you don't have time, it's about mic placement. Now, some mics, like I said, like today's mics today was awesome. Like, I didn't have to do this whole ordeal that I'm going to tell you. But, so basically, I had to just keep it about 6 to 12 inches, well, about 6 inches away, and it projected wonderfully. It was a wonderful microphone. But in the event when microphones are really, really bad, your job is to definitely, it's holding it close to your mouth and putting your palm, I don't know what the word is, but basically taking the whole palm of your hand and putting it on the head of the mic. I know it sounds sexual to some of you guys because it's your mouth and it's a phallic instrument and you're putting your hand on it, yada, yada, yada. But it's truth. You have to put your hands on the microphone, on the head of the microphone itself, the metal part, the wiry metal part, depending on where it is, how it is. But normally it's a wiry metal thing. You put your hand over that and put it close to your mouth. Now you got to wonder also, are you mumbling into it? Because sometimes it can come off muffly. So you have to figure out. You know how when people are trying to do calls and they put their two hands next to their mouth? They put the two hands, like they put one left hand on the left side of their mouth and one right hand on the right side of their mouth to call someone. Hey, come over here. Hey. Yeah, it projects. Yes, it's like putting a hallway on your voice because it concentrates the sound going into the microphone. So you have to like palm it or hold it with two hands so that it could be this one concentrated sound into the microphone. So if you don't understand, so in conclusion, the two things that you need to know about mic control is your own voice, knowing the lows, mids, and highs, whether you have a trebly voice, a baritone bassy voice, or a middle type of, you know, more of like just how your overall vocal tone sound, and that's called equalizing. Or the positioning of the mic. Is it close to your face? Is it far away from you? Do you have your hands on it? Are you doing kind of a hallway sound so that you concentrate in it? So those are the two things. And when in doubt, if you don't know, if you don't have time, if you're, say, you're about to go rush for a public speaking event, you don't know this, this is the first time, be cognizant and resort to number two, which is the positioning of the microphone. So be aware of that. Be aware of how you're sounding. You might be quiet and nobody can hear you. So obviously the thing that you want to ask is, can you guys hear me? Am I being quiet? Maybe talk a little bit and say, hey, my name is so-and-so, I do yada, yada, yada. Now I want to ask guys, can you guys hear me? Am I too quiet? Raise your hands if you can hear me. Loud and clear. You know, to get that, to understand, because sometimes you can't hear depending on the stage you are, but for the most part, I'm able to hear and go. I mean, you know, for the most part, I felt I was able to hear. But it all depends where you go, what the venue is. It's all about the acoustics and everything like that. Some acoustics can drown out and all that stuff. But the two things that you have control in is your mic control, your mic presence. Anyways, it's your boy Tony Mosey. I am the rhyming book reviewer. Read the lines to feed your mind. And I hope to talk to you soon. Leave me a message anywhere you like if you want on Anchor or anywhere. Thank you.